Welcome back to the next episode of the Leader Podcast.
We didn't change clothes.
Oh, we did it. Welcome back again to the next episode of the Leader Podcast.
Yeah.
That sounded superficial.
We're
here. Do we have background music for that?
Oh, probably we will. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, some sporty sounding thing?
Nah. It'll be...
You're our sporty sounding
it'll
thing.
It'll be cooking show sounding
Yeah, now we're talking.
Sweet. I don't know.
You don't even know anything about cooking shows. What are you talking about?
They're so boring.
No, they're not. They're... Stop. Let's move on. We're going to derail before we even get started.
Well, so...
Speaking of cooking shows, there's literally no transition.
No.
But if we were doing a sports thing, we could say, speaking of sports, can we give a shout out to somebody who has left it all on the field?
There it is.
See?
People can do that with cooking shows. Leave it all on the filming
The cutting board.
Yeah.
Leave it all on the cutting board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we got a leader shout out for you.
Yeah, we do.
This past summer, went to student camp.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah. And if you haven't been, don't let this deter you. We have one of our key volunteers show up for that week, Kristen Wheeler. Not her first rodeo. She doesn't go to camp every year, but she goes regularly.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe the first... full day, she was, you know, fully participating, shall we say.
Oh, yeah.
Not over-participating, maybe over-participating in rec. And she had a little knee-knock moment with one of our students.
I didn't realize she knocked knees.
She did.
Oh.
Yeah. And so she kind of messed up her knee. But
Who was it?
Grace Gross.
Grace.
Actually, I don't know if it was Grace Gross. I made that up. So anyway, but I think that's who it was.
Oh.
So she has a moment. Her knee's kind of hurting, but Kristen doesn't quit, right? Like, I don't know if you know, she is a very tenacious person.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I can do it. I'm going to be fine. She put ice on it. She kind of
rested
it. She
got a consultation from an orthopedic person.
Yeah. Seriously, like the administrative assistant at the orthopedic office.
Yeah,
but she counted that, right?
Yeah.
Because she just didn't want to go home.
No.
I love that about her. Anyway.
Continued to say, it feels a little unstable.
Yeah.
All the telltale signs of...
maybe something sinister.
But the orthopedic person said...
it was fine.
It's fine.
So she's going to treat it like it's fine. She got the answer she wanted.
Also, and we said, you're done. Like,
yeah,
don't go home.
Yeah, but you're on light duties.
Yeah.
You're on light duties.
Just be here for the spiritual stuff.
Right. No hard rec. No. So fast forward a day.
To the most intense rec game ever designed by Jennifer Towery and her team.
Or anyone on the planet. Like, seriously, they were throwing down for that game. But not Kristen. Kristen was wise. Kristen stayed back. She stayed at mission command so that she could make sure that she wasn't messing around with her leg.
Yeah.
And taking it easy, right? We were playing capture the flag.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why this happened. I still haven't asked her this. I should. Kristen decided to walk out into the field, not while all the action was happening, like wherever she was. It was like a low-key moment. And she walked out into the field in the dark. Without a headlamp.
Because I wonder if we've ever found what happened to the story of the missing headlamps.
Oh, another episode of the podcast,
yeah, that's
sure.
For sure.
So Kristen walks out into the field and steps in a hole. And because her knee was already a little bit unstable, it didn't really hold her well. And so she fell.
Yeah.
Like an old lady. And when
I wouldn't have said that about you, Kristen.
When she fell, she broke her foot in three places.
And so Zach Towery, the executive operations guy of the church, but also at camp, just a volunteer.
Yeah, a great volunteer.
Sees a person go down in a crumple in the field. And said person has like all black on.
Yeah.
And a hood.
Yeah, she was dressed like she was going to play, but she didn't play.
And he didn't know who it was.
Yeah,
so
he thought it was a kid.
Goes over to the masked crusader.
Uh-huh. Who's not really moving much.
Unnamed.
That person is definitely injured.
And he's like, hello, are you okay? The hood comes off.
Boom!
Kristen, on light duty.
So Kristen left it all on the field that day. didn't want to leave, wasn't going to leave.
No.
And I think that was her initial reaction, because her initial reaction is always to just plow through, very tenacious.
Yeah.
And ended up obviously just not being able to do it. Has recently had surgery on the foot to fix all the things and has already said she'll be back at camp next summer.
Let's go, somebody.
Yeah. So shout out to Kristen for leaving it all out
on
there.
On the field. Do we have camp dates yet, or are we still?
How
about this? By the time this airs, if you're watching on YouTube, it'll be right here on the screen.
It will be, because we are T-minus 3 days from a final call.
Yep, there we go. It'll be T-minus fun. 3 days final call, filming, editing.
Sure, yes.
We got that locked
in. We're going to put it in post.
Got that locked in.
We're going to put it in post.
So we've been talking about showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so last week on the podcast, if you haven't watched it, go check it out.
Yep.
We had
it's here.
Mostly Ping! Audio only. There.
yeah, we had a little technical glitch.
Someone filled up my SD card last night. No names, Eli Harvell. I can blame him, but honestly, it's probably my fault for not checking it this morning. No, so I'll take the blame.
No, we're going to blame him.
And audio only. But we're talking now about showing up. Last week was predictably. Today is mentally.
Okay.
Showing up mentally. So
ready.
It's one thing for your body to be physically present at Connect Group.
Agreed.
But you've all been there. We've all been there where your head's not in it for the day or for the night or for whatever reason.
For sure. Or, I mean, just because you are standing out next to your basket prepping at the last minute for whatever reason. Sometimes life happens and that's all the time you got.
Yeah, for sure.
And but so, to show up mentally, really, that stuff should be happening throughout the week. You should be praying for your kids. You should be looking at the material. You should be looking up some verses that go along with it. Maybe some additionals that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what mentally showing up
I wanted to kind of chat through, and I'll do two. You do one. Three hacks. Okay. Three hacks to better prep.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not harder prep, but just better.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I get it. You get it. We live in a busy world, on demand. Like, you know, you got work, you got all the things. And so one of the things we've tried to do in our student ministry, and honestly, I'll be very frank, like I was not thinking about us pre-filming and capturing all of our messages ahead of time as a leader benefit. Mm-hmm. I was really thinking about it for like reaching more students and all those things. But I think our leaders use it a lot.
Yeah, because most of you aren't here on Wednesday, and that's when the message is given live.
Right.
And to lead a discussion on a message you've never heard be tough.
Yeah. So that being said, that's my first hack.
Yeah. Watch the film. Watch the game message. Film.
But I'll say, like, my hack in that and, like, the little, like, tweak is because, you know, if you're listening or if you're anything like me, like, whatever, I don't have time. Like, okay, it's usually less than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I listen to everything I listen to on 1.5 speed. So there you go.
But I
not even close.
It is. I've heard it. I can't keep up.
Ready?
This
section right here is on 1.5 speed. How's it sound? Normal. So, but you can listen to it whatever speed you want, but listen to it as you go.
Yeah. So you can head to our website, grab it on YouTube, and as you're driving on your way to work, one day during the week, you can at least hear the message.
Yeah.
And that's a great step one.
Yeah, agreed.
To being prepped.
Yeah, just getting it in your brain.
Know what we're talking about.
And a little bit, isn't that the key to showing up mentally? Is not necessarily like having a deep theological Bible study where you sit down for an hour and cross-reference everything and you have your concordance and all that.
Yeah.
It's just keeping it in front of yourself.
Yeah.
And to that end, hack number two.
Yep.
Now, true confessions, I haven't actually done this hack with this product. I've done this hack with other products, right? So we were at summer camp and, you know, I'm old and the print is small. So I was having trouble keeping up with it. So I screenshotted it and I saved it as my screensaver on my phone. Mm. And I started thinking about that as applicable for small group leaders.
Yeah.
Like screenshot the leader guide and just keep it as the background of your phone. And that way, no matter where you are, what you're doing, you don't have to go dig for it. You don't have to look for it. And you keep those questions rolling in your mind.
Yep.
Because we don't write those as these are the best questions.
Mm-hmm.
We write those to get you thinking about what could be the best questions in your group. And so keeping them out there in front of you is a good way to do that.
Yeah. Which my third hack would be like, if you don't feel like this amazingly like qualified Bible study teacher. Like,
same.
We don't,
same.
We don't necessarily ask our connect group leaders to be that.
To teach.
Yeah, even, like we've taught, Darren's taught, I've taught, anyone else on our team, Kaylin, Eli, Kaylee, will have taught Wednesday night live in the room and Sunday morning. We'll show, you know, a clip on Sunday morning if you've been here.
Yeah.
But that's not intended to be like full, the clip. Like, it's a clip to remind and also like give some people a jumping off spot. So my third hack would just be like, it's okay to just follow the script.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
The script is aimed at you talking less and your students talking more.
Yeah, agreed.
And so if you come in with prep, then we're fine.
What's happening back there?
Something.
Something.
If you come in, follow the guide, and with prep, then as students discuss, ask questions, whatever, your prep will prepare you to lean in and have that conversation. But let the students drive the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Your job as a Connect Group leader, all our jobs as Connect Group leaders, are to facilitate better conversation.
Correct.
And if you get some teaching in there too, we love that. But the primary goal of a Connect Group is to help students connect. Connect with Jesus, connect with each other, connect with you as the leader. So as you're facilitating conversation, that's really what you're doing, right? You don't build relationship with a one-way conversation. And I just say all the things to Nick that he ever needs to know, and then that's it. Facilitating good conversation means that there's give and take back and forth. He asks questions, I throw answers. I might ask a question off a question he asked earlier. And that's what good facilitating is. And it's hard to show up mentally if you have not at least read through those questions before you show up on Sunday.
Yeah. And I mean, a good little like litmus test, I would say to that is like, do an audit of just next time you lead, and like, what percentage do leaders talk versus do kids talk?
Oh, that's good.
And if it's greater than 50% leaders, like, take one step to just try and turn it down.
Yeah.
A notch next week.
5%.
Yeah.
5%. Yeah. Definitely, if a leader talks more than 50%, the goal of facilitating conversation probably isn't happening the way we'd love for it to.
And like, you might notice it being tougher to get things out of students because students have been trained to come in and just sit down,
listen,
shut up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And
check
so
your brain.
If you're like, well, they don't talk, like, part of that might be because they're not getting a space to talk.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with sitting in a little bit of uncomfortable silence. And sometimes when you do that, the best stuff starts coming out. But it takes some practice to be uncomfortable in silence. We don't do silence well. We have noise everywhere we are. And so learning how to sit, drop a question, let it marinate. And then instead of answering the question, if it's just you're not getting anything, then rephrase the question. Ask a different question. Ask the student, hey, would you ask the question I just asked? Could you say it in a different way? And let that continue to prompt response instead of offering the response. I think we're off topic, but cheers. That one's a freebie. What are you doing?
I was trying to leave the silence.
I got it. Right.
Did
as
you
I was
see
like,
how uncomfortable he felt?
I
with
did.
That?
I was like, did I forget something? What's going on? Our poor students.
See? Case in point. Even we don't like it.
I love it.
All right.
All right.
Well, I think it's time to crash
land
this
let's
thing.
Let's crash land this thing.
Bye.
Love you guys.